to another episode of What's Going On in the World. I'm your host, Tommy J. Houseman. Today is Tuesday, November 26th, 2 days away from our holiday weekend. Thursday is Thanksgiving, the 28th. So I needed to jump on here and tell you all my little thoughts about what's going on in the world. So without further ado, let's get started. Retired U.S. Army General Jack Keane recently warned that the West faces its gravest challenges since World War II. A formidable alliance of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea is reshaping global power dynamics, posing a significant threat to Western interests. General Keane has called for bolstering military preparedness and addressing vulnerabilities in defense infrastructure. These alliances could signal a dramatic shift in the global order, one that requires proactive strategies to maintain stability. With tensions escalating, the stakes for international cooperation, they've never been higher. And now turning to a story of resilience and longevity, John Tenniswood, the world's oldest man, has passed away at the age of 112 in England. Born in 1912, Tenniswood witnessed two world wars, a Great Depression, and two global pandemics. He credited his longevity to staying informed and managing his life with care. Tenniswood's life serves as a poignant reminder of the strength and perspective gained through enduring history's most challenging chapters. So let's give a minute to talk about gold and global crime. A recent report shed light on how gold has become a critical currency for global organized crime. Small-scale mining communities in regions like Sahel, Central African Republic, and Latin America are exploited by terrorist drug cartels and mercenaries. These illicit actors use gold to fund operations and launder money. Experts emphasize the importance of international cooperation to integrate these communities into legitimate markets and disrupt criminal networks exploiting this valuable resource, gold. So if we're going to talk about making alliances, maybe we should talk a minute about Trump's foreign policy agenda. In the U.S., President-elect Donald Trump is charting a controversial foreign policy path. His proposals include reassessing NATO's mission, deploying troops to Mexico to combat drug cartels, and brokering an end to the Ukraine war through potential territorial concessions. Well, critics argue that these moves could destabilize global alliances and undermine international security. As Trump's administration takes shape, the world watches closely to see how these plans unfold. And boy, are we watching closely while this idiot... Let's just move on. Meanwhile, the COP29 Climate Summit in Baku, Azerbaijan, highlighted the stark contradictions in global climate action. The event featured indigenous activists advocating for environmental justice alongside corporate displays of luxury goods like caviar. Critics say the summit reflected a disconnect between rhetoric and reality, as nations with poor environmental records used the platform to bolster their international image without making substantial commitments. There was recently a study done that examined extreme weather events due to climate change, and it calculated that there's been nearly 600,000, extra deaths in these, once-in-a-lifetime storms that keep happening over the past two decades. So it's almost, we're getting close to 1 million people that have died because of climate change and what it's done and how it's caused extreme weather. And I'm here to tell you, not to go in depth right this moment, but we're not doing anything about it. We're not doing a thing about it as a country, as the world, as a people. We're doing nothing, and it's only going to get worse.
Sticking with the president-elect and some breaking news tonight on Truth Social, Trump announcing there that one of his first executive actions will be tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when you put a moron in charge of captaining the boat, really bad things happen. So let's start with President-elect Donald Trump's bold and controversial plans for sweeping tariffs. He just said on True Social that on his first day of office, Trump intends to impose a 25% tariff on imports from Canada and Mexico and a 10% tariff on Chinese goods. He claims these measures will curb drug smuggling, reduce illegal immigration, and bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S., which, of course, is completely ridiculous. But these tariffs have sparked a media backlash. Canada has warned of the devastating impact on workers and jobs across North America, highlighting how tightly integrated our supply chains have become under agreements like USMCA. Mexico also criticized the move, emphasizing it's a violation of the trade agreements. And China was blunt. No one wins a trade war, their officials declared. Economists warn that these tariffs could lead to higher prices for the American consumers. That's you and me. That means higher prices if he puts tariffs on people because he's a moron. That would disrupt global supply chains and worsen inflation. It would make things worse. Andrew Law, founder of the Mexico Brief, suggests this may be more about political maneuvering than sound economic policy. As Trump seeks to challenge China's influence and pressure Mexico and Canada into concessions, which I really don't have any concept of what he hopes to gain by doing this. But as these tariffs loom, the stakes are high, not just for the U.S. economy, but for global trade stability. Whether this strategy revives American manufacturing or backfires spectacularly, only time will tell. Well, it doesn't really take time to tell. It doesn't take anything to tell. We've done this type of thing before, just like with mass deportation. We've tried to do that before. We do not learn from history because only 30% of our population in the United States has a college education, and 54% of our population reads at a sixth grade level, and that's why we elected a moron to lead our country.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
When we're naked or half naked in a very physically vulnerable position, and then to have the pressure of the people that work for him telling us to go fawn all over him, go walk up to him, talk to him, get his attention. Who do you complain to? He owns the pageant. So there's no one to complain to. Everyone there works for him.
I'll go backstage before a show.
Yes.
And everyone's getting dressed and ready and everything else. And, you know, no men are anywhere. And I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant, and therefore I'm inspecting it.
They're like
everything
doctors.
Is good.
Now to bring all this together for the day, I want to talk about something that's really, really sobering, and how I think that it could collectively get worse with our incoming administration in the United States. You know, the sobering report from the United Nations reminds us of the global epidemic of gender-based violence that is still prevalent and ingrained in our society. Every 10 minutes, a woman or a girl is killed by a male family member or an intimate partner. The chilling reality underscores the systemic violence that continues to plague societies worldwide. In the U.S., these issues intersect with the incoming Trump administration. President-elect Trump and several of his cabinet picks face allegations of sexual misconduct, including rape and harassment. Trump himself was found liable for sexual abuse and defamation in a civil trial last year. He's been accused by almost 40 women of sexual assault. People keep wanting to deny this. People don't want to listen to women. When women say that they've been sexually abused, we usually shun the women. That's why women don't come forward, because we treat them like this. We treat them like this when they say, hey, someone hurt me. You're more likely to say, you're just trying to be I'm not even going to say it. So we slut shame women for being sexually assaulted, and they don't want to come forward because of that. And that makes us horrible, horrible people. And collectively, we need to stand up against this. His nominees include Pete Hegseth, who settled a sexual assault case recently. It was really, you know, that the whole thing just came out. So you should just research that and look that up, what he did, blocking a woman, holding her in an area. Robert F. Kennedy, he admitted to misconduct by, you know, hitting on his babysitter. Elon Musk, well, you know, he's nominated to lead the Department of Government Efficiency, that made up new thing. He has a history of sexual allegations, sexual misconduct. I mean, I think that it was something about an airplane stewardess, an airplane flight attendant. But I mean, more than that, I mean, he has kids with 11 different women. So, yeah. Linda McMahon, you know, she's tapped for Secretary of Education. She faces lawsuits alleging complicity in exploitation of children. And she's, you know, I mean, she admitted to it, that she knew that was going on. So these are the people that we're putting into power into the United States.
You want to grab them by the pussy?
People that have abused women and think that it's okay and actively try to get away with it. You know, the question looms, you know, what does it mean for women when leadership at the highest level reflects systemic inequality? Advocates argue that such a government risks perpetuating culture of impunity where violence against women is overlooked and minimized. And I think we're already there. Definitely already there. A woman or a girl dies every 10 minutes in the world. Every 10 minutes. 6 an hour.
You want
to grab them by the pussy?
6 an hour. And we here in the United States elected a man has been accused of sexual assault by almost 40 women, has been adjudicated for rape.
You want to
grab him by the pussy?
And nominates people like Matt Gaetz to be attorney general, who was charged with sexual assault, paying for sex with underage girls, and trafficking. Luckily, he stepped down, but that doesn't negate all the other sexual assaulters he surrounds himself with. Is this what we want for our country? Is this what you want for your daughters? Is this what you want for your wife? Do you understand why they choose the bear? I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted by us. I'm disgusted by every single person that voted for this guy. This is what you've asked for. This is what you voted for. I'm so beside myself right now that all the things I had intended to say about this, I can't really get out of my mouth because I'm so flabbergasted by the whole thing. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. So there you go. Every 10 minutes. This podcast was a little over 10 minutes. A woman died while I had this podcast today. Congratulations. Do better. And do it now. Thank you for joining me for another episode of What's Going On in the World. My name is Tommy Houseman. Bye-bye.